Let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph. The Gemara begins with the Brisa Hayu Lefana Mine Ochlin Bor VeOchel Bor Meniach V'Lo Yivor V'Mdira Chayiv Chata. So the Gemara has three layers over here. A person has Mine Ochlin. We saw last time two Gersos and Rishonim is a Shnei Mine Ochlin or Mine Ochlin. Fine. So one can be Bor VeOchel Bor Meniach, and then it says he may not be Bor. And if he was Boer, Chayiv Chatas. So the Gemara, understandably, doesn't quite get what the Brisa means. So Gemara asks Maika Amar. Various Terutzim among Amarat. But the three that concern us most begin with Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Yosef, Boer v'ochel b'yad, Boer miniach b'yad. A person is allowed to perform the act of being Boer with his hand, the kinam atam chui lo yivur v'mbir patur alaser v'nafu kor lo yivur v'mbir chayiv chatas. However, to use kalim depending on the sug of kli. If it's a kli that's miyuchad for borer, that would be a malacha deraisa. If it's a kli that's not miyuchad for borer, that would be a malacha derabana. Masu v'habnuna, that's very nice in the abstract, but mide kinam atam chui ksani, there's no indication of such a detail in the Brisa. Alma Rav Hamanuna, Bor v'ochel, ochel mitach ha-psoles, Bor miniach, ochel mitach ha-psoles. Psoles mitach ochel, lo yivur v'mir chayiv chatas. One is permitted to be borer, ochel mitach ha-psoles, but if one were to be borer, psoles mitach ochel, that's a malacha deraisa. Mazgul ha-baye, midi ochel mitach ha-psoles, he doesn't say that either. Alma Rav Baye, Bor v'ochel alter, Bor miniach la-alter. One's permitted to be borer for immediate use. Ulbo bayom, lo yivur. But to be bor for later use, even the same day, that would potentially be a malacha daraisa. Amur Rabbanan Kamei de Rava, Amar Lahu, Shapir Amar Nachmeni. Fine. And then the Gemara has a different related memra. Hayu lefanu shnei minei ochel nebir v'achel bir v'niach. Rav Ashi Masni Patr, Rav Yirmi Yudifti Masni Chayev. The Gemara again suggests a distinction between Sugei Kalim. Okay. So, what is the relationship between the various Teirutim of Amarayim to answer the original Brisa that perplexed the Gemara? Says the Chidushim HaMiuchasim L'Ran B'Shem HaRa'ah, within the Memer of Abaye that we're talking about La'alter Kasef HaRa'azal Dehainu Lecho La'alter Be'oso Mamad. To La'alter means to eat immediately after performing the act of Breira in the same setting. V'davka Ochel Mitoch P'soles. Even Abaye, when Abaye says that there's a heter, understands back in the Brisa, that there's a heter of being boer, la'alter, that's still only if you're being boer, ochel mitoch psoles. I would have read the Gemara, may well have read the Gemara, that the various Teirutzim and Amarayim stand on their own, and there's no further qualification in understanding the Brisa. So the Rav says, no, even when Abaye says the heter is la'alter, that's modified by only ochel mitoch psoles. To Rav Yosef, Rav Hamanuna, Vabaye, Mistab, Ravade, Delo Pligi, Biker, Dina, Klal, that they don't argue Lidina, Elabo, Kimta, De Masnisa, De Machchi, Chavre, Chavre, Lememra, Delo Asile, Lishin, De Masnisa. They're only arguing what's Pshat in the Brisa. But fundamentally, they all agree that each one's qualification is Lahalacha. And that's the mashmos of each one's pirch on the other, that it's, the problem is only within the lashon of Brisa. It says, me, the Xani, XYZ, doesn't say it's not true. So it sounds like everyone agrees that the other explanations are true, lahalacha. If I could have said, they agree that they're true, lahalacha, and each one stands on its own, meaning there's an independent heter of la'alter, an independent heter of Bayad, an independent heter of Ochel Mitoch Psoles. So the Rav say no, that they all agree that each one is necessary. When Abaye says La'alter, It's also Dafka Ocha Mitocha Psalas, and he doesn't spell it out. The Rav, we'll see another Rishonim more clearly, but maybe it has to be Biyad as well. Similarly, the Ritva, Dibur Maskel El Amar Rav HaMenuna, or Be'emsa Dibur El Amar Rav HaMenuna, Be'ikar Dina Lo Pligi Rav HaMenuna Klal, Kedemuchach Milishan Daskafse, same point, that in principle, everyone agrees to, in these three Tayrutsim of the Amarayim, everyone agrees to the halachic cogency of the other. So that may lead you to say, and this is what the Rabbeinu Chananel most explicitly says, we saw in the Ra'ah two out of the three, the Rabbeinu Chananel has three out of the three, and I mean, maybe the Mashmah of the Rambam as well, that in order to have a heter of Borer, you require all three conditions to be present. It has to be La'alter, it has to be Bayad, and it has to be Ochel, Mitoch, Hapsolas. That's not necessarily explicit in the Rambam, but that's how, at least in Mashmos, the Rambam, the way the Rambam is more generally understood in Periches Halacha Yudbeis. Haborer Ochel, Mitoch, Psolas. O shahayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin abir min mimin acher. So Rambam says that it doesn't have to be objective psalos, it could be subjective psalos as well, as we discussed briefly last time. We'll come back to more b'amsheich. B'nafu b'kvara chayif. So if your ochel, if your bar ochel mitok psalos with a kli miyuchel lekach, that's a blacha deraisa. So it's clear that there's no independent heter of ochel mitok psalos across the board, even if it's ochel mitok psalos, but kli is going to be chayif. Kinam betamchi pater, then birer biyado lechel alter mutter. And if you do it with your hand to eat it right away, then that's mutter. So very much sounds like you require all three conditions. It's only going to be mutter with och mitoch psalas. If you have och mitoch psalas at your boer biyad lechel alter, that is heter gamur. Now, how did the Rabbeinu Chananel, or how, beyond what we saw in the Ra'ah, that the mashmos of the Atkaftas is that no one's arguing fundamentally on the din, they're just arguing on the application of the Braisa, but beyond that, how would you see, or how Rabbeinu Chananel, let's say, see is the most explicit in the Shakhbatar of the Gemara, that not only each one of these stands halacha, but you require all three of them, so the Gleital has the following analysis in Os Aleph Sif Katan Zion, that he says like this. According to Rav Yosef, who says, in his understanding of the Braisa, the situation of Isser is with a Kli HaMiyuchel Lekach, or Midar Rabban and a Kli, even Shein HaMiyuchel Lekach. And according to Rav HaMenuna, understood in the Braisa, that the situation of Heter that the Braisa highlights is Psolas Mitoch Ochel. So, according to the Amora that understands, the heter is biyad as opposed to bekli. According to the Amora who understands, or say it this way, according to the Amora that understands that the iser that's highlighted in the Braisa is the iser of doing a bekli. According to the Amora that understands that the iser that's highlighted in the Braisa is the iser of solas mitoch ochel. Eglital says, al karchach, it's going to be usser even if you do the altar. You can't say that the Isser is only la'achris ma'benah la'alter, because if the Isser only applied la'achris ma', but there's a heter of la'alter the kli, or there's a heter la'alter by psalos mitocha ochel, then why is the Braisa saying of mine ochlin bor vi ochel bor meniach? So bor vi ochel bor meniach sounds like there's another layer of heter beyond what the Braisa is telling you is the iser situation of lo yivror, either lo yivror bekli or lo yivror psalos mitocha ochel. So that extra language of Hayu Lefana Mina Ochlin Bar Vi Ochel, the Igla Tal thinks everyone would have to agree that that's a reference to La Alter, And the only situation which you could entertain a heter is where it's la'alter. And according to Abaye, who's mefarish, that the brisa itself is talking about la'alter. The Gemara says, "El amar Abaye, bor ve'ochel la'alter, bor minich la'alter." That's how he reads the brisa. Ulubo bayom lo yivror, but you can't be borer for later that day. Vimbir anasa kaber lo otzer v'chai, even if you are borer for later that day, that's like borer lo otzer, which is going to be a malacha daraisa. Abaye would still have to acknowledge that there's a difference between ochel mitoch psol, psol mitoch ochel, the difference between kli or not kli. Because otherwise, what's the nafkamina between la'alter and la'chazman? We're saying la'alter is going to be mutter, la'chazman is going to be aser. So if la'alter is going to be mutter across the board without any qualification, so then the Brisa should have just said that. That Bora Ochel, Bora Miniach, La'alter. So, what's the added necessity for Lo Yivra Vimbir Chayiv Chatas? So, I must be telling you another layer. And that's the other layer that there are further qualifications in the heter of Bora. That's the Galital suggestion, what maybe there have been a Chananel saw in the Gemara, to show that even if you say you accept all three Tirith Sam Lalach, it's not just that each one can stand alone, but the three of them require all three tanaim in order to have a heter of boer. If you look in the Ran and daf lamed beis amud aleph bedape rif, dibur maskil v'nimsa psakan shel dvarim. The middle of that paragraph, he writes v'od kasev b'shmo b'shem ben chananel. That when we're matir la'alter, that's only a heter of ochel mitoch psoles. But if you're going to be boer psoles mitoch ochel, even la'alter, that's a malacha deraisa. And we see that the fact that even la'alter, there's no heter of psoles mitoch ochel, from the Memra of Chisk on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that mean the Kama Misama Chaborer Tormusin Nitol Psalos Shelahen Chayev. That's the bottom of Amud Aleph. That if you are borer these types of beans from their psalos, that's a Malacha Deraisa. We the Gamer Stama Mashma Fila Alter, and the fact that that Memra has no qualification, it sounds like that's even going to be Aser La Alter. Doesn't make a difference. Alter lachizman. If you're borer psalos mitoch ochel, that's going to be aser across the board. The taima mishum de ikur borer hainu psalos mitoch ochel. That is the essence of borer. The essence of borer is removing psalos from ochel. So there's no situation in which we're going to be matir psalos mitoch ochel, and even the alter there is not going to help you. Now, Tosos understood differently in Rashi that apparently you don't always need all three Tanayim in order to be Matir Boer, not like the Rai we just saw in the Ran. Tosos Dira Maskel V'Atanya Chayev. So this is the line in the Gemara, about 10 lines in the bottom. Hayu lefanav shnei mine ochlin, ubir v'achel bir v'niach. So you had two types of ochel and your borer. Rav Ashi masni pater, v'yirmi yamidifti masni chayev. Rav Ashi masni pater, v'atani chayev. L'akasha v'kina v'tamchoy, ha'benafa u'kvara. Seth Tosos v'atanya chayev. What price are we talking about? what Braisa indicates that in that case, if you're Borish Neimine Ochlin, you're Chayiv, Perish Bekuntris, the Hainu Braisa Del El. That's the Braisa that we started with. The opening line of the Sugya, Hayu Lefan of Shneimine Ochlin, Bor Ve'ochel Bor Meniach, Lo Yivor Vembirer, Chayiv Chatas. So that's the Braisa that the Gemara is introducing over here about Tanya Chayiv. And then the Gemara is a Yishuv, Ha Bekina Matamchoy, Ha Benafa Ukvara. So according to Rashi, let's see, tells the kasha. Because Shalari, Dilamaidim al Kamina Labanaf of Akvara. So if that's the case, that the Gemara is asking for the original Braisa of Hayulafan of Shnei Mini Ochlin. And the Gemara says, Lo Kasha Habikina Matam Chayabanaf of Akvara. That Braisa that's outside your Chayav, that's talking about a Kli Hamiyuchad Librera. Because Shalari, Dilamaidim al Kamina Labanaf of Akvara. Mashvedafka lebo by Yom Aser. Avala alter, afila benafu kvara shari. So, if we're going with Abaye, lemaskana sagamara, because the Gemara said that Nira kenachmeni. So, if we're going with Abaye, and Abaye understood that initial brisa, that the heter we're talking about is la alter. Then it'll come out, if we say that Braisa is talking about Nafuk Vara, that the altar is going to be butter, even Benafa Ukvara. And Tosus has a riot from the Gemara and Beit, so that's not true. And that's why Tosis has to explain that the Braisa worth asking from is a different Braisa, not a Braisa that's Mefurash in our Gemara. And then you have no steer with the Gemara and Beitza because there's no indication in any local Braisa over here, there's no indication that there's going to be a heter of the Kli if it's La'alter. But what does then emerge, according to Rashi, and this is how the Igla Tal presents it, is that according to Rashi, psoles mitoch ochel, psoles mitoch ochel, that's always going to be usher. Ochel mitoch psoles. Ochel mitoch psoles, if it's beyad, is going to be mutter, potentially even not la'alter. And the Kli is going to be mutter dafka la'alter. So that's Tosis Kasha Rashi. How could that be? That you're going to be mutter b'kli la'alter. But Rashi seems to assume that b'kli is going to be mutter la'alter. Now in Rashi, it's less apparent what the relationship between the three primary Terutzim and Amoraim is. Rashi stresses in all of the Gemara's Heterim the notion of Lav Derech Breira. Rashi writes, Ochem mitoch psoles, lo derech breirahi. Bor miniach la'alter, she'ein zeh derech borerin. And by yad, your mask will pater lasser. The yad lo dami lo borer klal. So does that mean that according to Rashi, potentially each one could stand on its own, even lamaskana, even lalacha? So Rashi's only mefarish each one within their respective shita. So I don't think you see, there is a commonality that each one is lav derech reira, but does that mean that every other amora agrees that each one of these is lav derech reira? Not sure. Rabbi Karp seems to have that possibility that maybe according to Rashi, each one of these will stand on its own. That's not how the Glital understood, but at least we see according to Rashi that some of them that you don't necessarily always need all three, as we saw the possibility that Soles Mitoch Ochel, Ochel Mitoch Soles, maybe Mutter La'alter Bekli. Now what we'll have to understand is if you need all three of them, so why do you need all three of them? What is lacking when you have two out of the three that is present when you have all three? Now before we explore that, just to note the one more sub-machlokas rishonim here. As opposed to the Ben Chananel, opposed to the strong mashros, the Rambam, and the position that we accept la'alacha, that the heter, that it's only permissible to perform boer if all three tanaim are present. There are rishonim that hold that soles mitoch ochel is mutter la'alter. That the heter la'alter extends across the board. Even psalos mitoch ochel would be mutter la'alter at least biyad. The Ritva, Dira Maskel v'lo yadana, quotes this from the Bali Tosas. This is not explicit in our Tosas. Igli Tal thinks that our Tosas subscribes to this. But the Ritva quotes this in Bali Tosfos that even psalos mitoch ochel is going to be mutter la'alter. Igli Tal talks about this in Sifkatan Aleph Os Tezayin. The Torah quotes such a position where there's no tircha, at least. And the Berlacha in Hilchas Yantiv, which is more kal when it comes to Boer than Hilchas Shabbos, the Berlacha in Simen Tav Kuf Yud, Sif Gimel, Dibra Maskel, Imrotze, Simen Tav Kuf Yud, Tav Kuf Yud, Dibra Maskel, Imrotze, he points out there's a mashmos of a Rashba and a Vodas HaKodesh this way, that maybe Solos Bitoch Ochel would be Mutter La'alter on Shabbos. So how do we understand the carve-outs that the Gemara presents, especially what we assume La'alacha, that you require all three of them to be present in order for there to be a heter of Borer. The Shvisas HaShabbos in Sifkat and Beis, in his Hakdamah to Borer, in the beginning of Boer. So he's told that, he presents it as follows, and it's told this on a machlokas rishonim. He presents the question as, are the heterim of Boer, where Boer is permissible, where it's not a malacha, is that because that instance is considered derech achila? That if a person is Boer la'alter, if a person is Boer och mitoch psalos, if a person is Boer biyad, that's considered derech achila. That's the way you eat something. That's not a malacha. That's the normal way of eating something, which is not prohibited. Or, fundamentally, it's an act of boer, but it's boer with a shinoi. And maybe, in order to be a sufficient shinoi to be matir, you require three shinoiim, because no shinoi on its own is sufficient. So he thinks that Tosfos is of the opinion that what's going on here is a shinoi. Where does he see that in Tosfos? So Tosfos di b'maskel borer v'ochel ochel mitoch ha'psoles. Tosfos writes mashma de ochel mitoch psoles ein derech brera v'kach. That's what we saw in Rashi. And Tosfos then expresses the position that the heter of ochel mitoch psoles is limited to a situation where the psoles is meruba min ha'ochel. So where the psoles is the majority, so then there's a heter of removing the ochel from the psoles. But where the ochel is the majority, then you're allowed to remove the psoles, but you're not allowed to remove the ochel. So it says the Shvi'is HaShabbos, if that's the case, so this is not, we don't accept this Lahalach and Hilchas Shabbos, this is maybe true Lahalach and Hilchas Yantiv, which is more Tirach oriented. But if that's the case, the position of Tosfos here, that we don't look just at Ochel, Psoles, and a vacuum, we look at the majority, and the Heter of Ochel, Mitoch, Psoles is only where the majority is Psoles. But if the majority is Ochel, then you can't remove the Ochel, but you can remove the Psoles. That's clearly not a carve out of Derech Achila. If you're going to say that the reason you can be Matir Brera of Ochel Mitoch Psoles is because that's the normal way of eating, but you're not going to say that we'd be Matir Psoles Mitoch Ochel even where the Ochel is Meruba, because the normal way of eating is removing the Psoles. It's not Derech Achila to remove the Psoles even if the Ochel is less than the Psoles. So the fact that Tosfos limits the heter of Ochel Mitoch Psoles to where the Psoles is the Rov would indicate that it's not simply a function of Derech Achila. Elawa, the Shvi'is HaShabbos thinks, it must then be a type of Shinoi that removing the Psoles in most situations, removing the Ochel in most situations, where the psoles is meruba, that's a shinoi in the act of borer. The normal act of borer is you remove what you don't want. And if you remove what you do want, that's a shinoi. Yeah?
Why is Derech Achila a heter? In general?
So the svar of Derech Achila being a heter is that the Torah only asers malachos that are done b'toras malacha. If I'm eating something, the Torah is not going to restrict the normal way that I eat something. That's not a malacha. That's not a malachas machsheves. That's the normal way to eat.
It's only like the maisach. It's only
part of the normal process of eating. So the Torah doesn't answer the normal process of eating. We'll flesh that out a little bit as we go on.
You said about like schita also, I think, or about a breach or something? Is that a similar idea?
So it might be relevant to Tochuk Der versus Tochuk Ara. Okay. Oh, yeah, and it's relevant to Mitzitza, meaning okay. If we're to, correct. Relevant to, even if you're going to be Machmer on Mitzitza, but if you're sucking a Wallace in your mouth, that everyone should be Matur.
That's the same thing.
Okay. Now, on this point of Shinoi being relevant in... So the Shvi'is HaShabbos is saying this within Ochel Mitoch Psoles versus Psoles Mitoch Ochel, within the position of Tosfos, that he says it can't be a function of Derech Achila, it must be the heter is based on the type of Shinoi. That notion of Shinoi being governing in some of these details in Borer, we have in other Rishonim, not necessarily in the same exact application. The Moreshes Moshe Simon Kuf Yud points out the Lashon of Tosfos Rid Kuf Lamechasam and Aleph Di Maskal Amr Bzeira Kuf Lamechasam and Aleph Di Maskal Amr Bzeira. So there he writes Ochel Mitoch Psoles is a Shinoi Ochel Mitoch Psoles Darminan to have a Shinoi Ein Derech Olam Bekach. That's not the normal way of doing Breira. The normal way of doing Breira is Psoles Mitoch Ochel. Removing Ochel Mitoch Psoles is a Shinoi. Shiboli Aleket Simen Tzadi Beis writes, he's talking about, we'll get to Tochen, excuse me, we'll talk about the heter of Kata de Sakina, that to be Tochen something with the edge of the knife, that's mutter. So it says the Shibali Leka, that's mutter because that's a Shino Yigomer. That's a super Shino. We referenced already this year, that we'll have to keep in mind as we go through the Limud, when does Shino knock something down from a derisa to the Rabbanon, when does Shino potentially create a heter? So the Shibali Leka writes here, a Shino Yigomer creates a heter. So crushing something with Kata de Sakina is a Shino Yigomer. That's mutter lechachila. And he says the same thing is true when it comes to Borer Biyad. That being Borer Biyad is opposed to Bekli. If it's a Kli Miyuchalakach, that's a Blach of the Raisa. If it's a Kli Sheinu Miyuchalakach, that's a Blach of the Rabbanon. If you're Borer Biyad, Shibali Leka says that's a Shino Yigomer, and that's mutter lechachila. That's a super Shinoi. Super Shinoi is mutter lechachila. Stephen.
All right, how do you see in Tosos that it's not about lechachila?
The fact that Tosos, this is what the Shvius HaShabbos says. The fact that Tosos says that if I have majority ochel, there's no heter of ochel mitoch psoles, and I can, but I'm allowed to take the psoles from the ochel, so it must be that the heter of ochel mitoch psoles is not a function of derech achila. It was a function of derech achila, so then I should always be able to take the ochel from the psoles, even if the ochel is merubah.
But wasn't the alternative saying that it's enough of a shino because normal bor is taking what you do want? But here, if you're, it's usher, even if you're taking what you don't want, if it's a majority of ochel.
So that would be. In that application, you would still call that a shinoi, because the norm would be if I have psoles meruba. Sorry, if I have ochel meruba. I hear what you're saying. Here you're saying. So you still say it can't be for Tosa that's a function of Derech Achila, but it's a function of Derech Achila, so then it should always be mutter to take the Ochel from the Psalas. You're saying, okay, but in that particular instance, it's not so compelling to say that it's a Shino either, because in that case, where even if it's Ochel Meruba, it would still be, the norm would be to remove the Psalas. And then maybe you should say removing the ochel should be mutter because that's the shino over the norm. Okay, I hear. Iglei Tal in Os Alis Sifkatan Ches makes the following observation in Rashi. He says you can't say that performing Boer Biyad is a sufficient shinoi. Because after all, Rashi on the Mishnah, 9 Gimel Amud Aleph, defines Borer as Psoles Biyadav. So you can't say that simply doing the act of Borer Biyad is a Shinoi, because Rashi is telling us that the paradigmatic example of Borer is doing it Biyad. Now, Maimar Musk, we'll have to get back to the Rebbeinu Chanan, we saw that the definition of miraculous is Bekli, and Borer is always Biyad, so maybe Borer is never Bekli. Let's figure out how that fits with our Gemaras. But the Iglei Tal says, the fact that Rashi says that Borer is Biyadav must be that, or it can't be that Biyad in and of itself is considered a Shinoi. That's why at least you also need another shinoi. At least you need ochem mitochem soles in order to have a sufficient shinoi that potentially could be matir boer.
Why is it any shinoi according to Rashi? And why you need two shinoiim? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the issue for Rashi is just as problematic as for Binyanan.
The issue for Rashi is just as problematic. Well, what's problematic for Binyanan?
The Gemaras say that who put the Brera with Yad is Mutter. So
right.
Rashi is saying that that's what's Asar on Mishnah.
But the Gemara is saying that there's, one of the Amoraim says that the Braisa that has the situation of Heter, that's talking about Biyah. So we're saying, what do we say? So the fact that Rashi is Mefarish a Mishnah against one of the Amoraim is not a problem. But what do we say, Lalach, when all the dust settles? How much overlap is there between the three Terusim of these Amoraim? So at the very least, you see that Biyad apparently is not a standalone sufficient shinoi. The Shvisas HaShabbos, again, he said according to Tosfos, you see that the heter of Ochem Mitochem Soles can't be a function of Derech Achila. There must be a form of shinoi. And he said, but then he said the Ramban that argues on Tosfos, the Ramban who assumes that the heter of Ochem Mitochem Soles is across the board. Meaning, independent of the relative quantity of solas versus ochel, there's always going to be a heter of ochel mitoch solas, whether the ochel's meruba or the psalas meruba. So then the Ravan Elis could say that the heter of solas mitoch ochel, of ochel mitoch solas, is a function of derech achila. There is a lashon in the Tshuvas HaRashba, chelet dalet simen ayin hei, chelet dalet simen ayin hei, Kosha ochel alter kederech shadarkan shabani adam lachol. Afa pishyesh ba'osat side ba'at mochi of chatas, kishamaniach lachrisman, afila boba yom, hachanami de kavasehi. So there the Rashi says the heter of la alter is kosha ochel alter kederech shadarkan shabani adam lachol. So it sounds very derech achila oriented. That heter la'alter, where you are borrowing in such a way that it's the normal way that people eat, even if you're to do the very same action lahaniach, which would be a chiyuv chatas, but if you do it la'alter, that's heter gomor, that is derech achila. The way the Orach HaShabbos explains, back to Usher's question, the way the Orach HaShabbos explains the notion of Derech Achila at the beginning of Perek Gimel, or the Yesod of the Heter Derech Achila, is that it's apparent, no one would say that if you're Borer Toch chewing, that's going to be a violation of Borer. If when you're chewing something, let's say you spit out a pit, or you spit out a peel, so no one would say that spitting out while you're eating is a malacha of a boer. So that's the extreme of a situation of derech achila, where there's no iser of boer. But it still may be the case that in order to really have the right to call it Derech Achila, you have to have all the three Tanaim. You can only really call it Derech Achila, not only if it's La'alter, but if it's Beyad, and if it's Ochel Mitoch Hapsolas. Rav Asher Weiss, in Simon Samuch Vav, in Minchas Asher and Shabbos, points to the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel here. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that La'alter is not Melechas Machsheves, Delo kamechavin b'malacha ella achila bilvad. That your intention is not for the malacha bor. Your intention is la'achila. That anything that you do that's part of the normal course of eating can't be a malacha. He says maybe that's what Rashi means. Ein derech borin, that is not derech breira. It's not derech breira. It's derech achila. This is something that you do in the normal course of eating. Lashon of the Alter Rebbe, the beginning of Simon Shin Yotes, that the heter of la'alter biyad is mibnei shenetila sa'ocha mitocha psoles kidei la'ochla miyad ein zem ein malacha klal shederach achila kachu. You don't call this a malacha. This is derach achila. This is how you eat. Sherei yefshir lachal akol ha'ochel im psoles. You can't eat the psoles. So how else are you going to eat if there's no way of removing the psoles? So there must be a permitted way of removing psoles to enable your achila on Shabbos. But then you still have to figure out, meaning the Rishonim that we quoted that talk about Shinoi don't all talk about Shinoi in the context of all three Heterim together. So you have to figure out, is that so clear? Meaning, Lalach, we do it some other way. And presumably you have to say somehow that you only have the right, if you're going the Shinoi approach, that you need all three Shinoyim to be a sufficient Shinoi Gadol, like the Shiboli Elekha. The Shiboli Elekha doesn't say you need all three in that context. But Lalachi, we need all three to affect the Shinoi Gadol. And if you're going Derech Achila, so it sounds like we're assuming that you need all three in order to really be considered Derech Achila.
According to the Rakh and the Rambam,
yeah,
say that
La'alter
wouldn't be matir ochel
ben apsolas, or psolas ben ochel.
Right.
It's mutter because it's derech achila. I mean, they would still say it's mutter, an extreme form of la'alter. They would still
say
it's mutter, meaning if you put it in your mouth and spit out the pit?
Yeah.
Yes. I think
so
I would have to say that.
That means there's an achlokit. The other
but that may not be called la'alter. That may be called shas achila. That's not borer. That's not borer la'alter. That's eating. And if you eat, you can spit out the bits. That everyone would have to agree to, I think. So let's now, given that la'alacha, there may be some further qualifications that we'll get to, but bigadol, that we accept the necessity to have all three tanaim in order to be matir boer. So let's begin by talking about the three tanaim on their own. So as far as the altar, what is the shear of the altar? What's considered to be immediate use that would be matir boer? The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Shin Yotes quotes Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Dehainu shir mashemesiv al hashulchan ba'osa su'uda bilvad. The shear of what you are masiv at the table in that meal. What does that mean? So he goes on to quote the same shita from Rabbeinu Yerucham. And he says within Rabbeinu Yerucham, nearly dachi kamar. She'im hu borer achar su'uda. Kol she'boru litzorach su'uda cheres bo sayom ba'atzmo havi la'alter. That if you just finish lunch and you're going to be borer for shalosh shudas, whatever the next su'uda is, that's la'alter and that's mutter. V'im kishehu besoch su'uda borer, Eino yachol liver elu tzarech osa suda belvad. V'chein in boer kodem suda tzarech la'ochlam besocha suda rishona. V'im hisha mehem ad acher sha'omim v'sudasa l'mikri la'alter. So the way the Beis Yosef explains Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it sounds like this is, he presents this as the same shita as the version of Rabbeinu Chanano that he quotes, that the Rush quota that he presents, that the heter of la'alter isn't a function of a specific time. It's a function of what su'uda do you find yourself in. So if you're in the middle of a su'uda, you could be bo'er for that su'uda. Once you finish a su'uda, then you could be bo'er for the next su'uda. So if you're in the middle of lunch, you could be bo'er for lunch. Once you finish lunch, even if shalosh shudas is 6 hours later, you could be bo'er for use at shalosh shudas. That's how the Beis Yosef understands Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it seems like that's how we understood the Rush's citation of Rabbeinu Chananel, the lashon of Shir Mashem Mesav Al Hashulchan Ba'osa Su'uda Bilvad. Stephen.
If you just finish the Friday night Su'uda, can you be more for the day Su'uda?
Don't know. Doesn't sound like it, but I can't tell you for sure. We'll see. We don't accept that lalacha. I mean, this presentation of Rabbeinu Yerucham is not lalacha. Okay. But in the Rabbeinu, yeah.
What kind of suda is this? Just lunch. I should have started to be set in the middle.
If you have five meals on Shabbos, if you hold like Reb Chidka and you have four sudas on Shabbos, or you decide you want a five sudas on Shabbos, it would be the next meal. I don't think it's the next meal that you will eat, the next meal that in practice you're eating. But there, yeah.
And just in that point, does it have to be like a meal, or like even if you're having a snack, if you're...
Don't know. He says suda. It could be that suda means whatever form you're eating in. So if you have a snack, so maybe that's a suda for these purposes. Not sure. But the Rabbeinu Chananel that we have in front of us on the margin of the Gemara has a different lasha. Lasha Rabbeinu Chananel Faneinu is kol zman sheyoshev al hashulchan v'yochel. As long as you're the time that you're sitting at the table and eating, a reference to Yerushalmi, Tipater Kishahayu Orchin Ochlin Rishona Rishona. Tipater Kishahayu Orchin Ochlin Rishona Rishona. So what does that mean? It sounds like that's more like the Ra'avan that the Gos Mordechai quotes, that the Beis Yosef quotes is the second day. The Hagos Mordechai has the following. Perish Ra'avan, Livror Ula Haniach, Kimelo Piv Ulach Nisan Befiv, Inami Livror Kidei Sudaso. Lahaskil Viligmor Achar Bre Rasa. To be bower what you need for the Su'uda, so that you can start and finish eating after you're at the Breira. Ava Lechol Achar Sha'a Nasa Kibor La'otzer. But to be bower for eating an hour later, that's Lahaniach, that's going to be Aser. Again, Livor Kidei Su'udaso. lahaskla v'ligmor achar b'rasa. To be borer, what you need for your seuda to begin and end after your brera, avalechol acher shah nasa kibor l'oser. But to do the brera in order to eat later, that's kiborer lahaniach. And the Meiri has something similar. Perish b'tamin amarav kol zman shu meisav al shulchan v'lo dafka tekef librera. Ella kol shehu meisav v'daita l'ochlam im l'hachilam l'gabe shulchan kodem akiras ha-shulchan. That if you're at the meal and your intention is to eat it before the end of the meal, that's included in the heter of la'alter. So this, Meiri based on the Rishami, the Ravan, quoting the Rishami, and arguably whether it be a Hanan or a Fanenu was quoting from the Rishami, is not like the Beis Yosef's expansive understanding of Ben Yerucham, but the heter la'alter is limited to doing something before or during a meal for use at that meal. But once you finish the meal, there isn't an automatic heter to start doing brera for the next meal that's going to be hours later. Then the Beis Yosef. Yeah, no.
I'm just wondering what's the real difference between the Meiri and, let's say, the whoever put it before, the Rabbeinu Yerucham.
The difference is, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, once you finish this meal, you could be boer for Shal Shudas 6 hours before Shal Shudas.
So where do you draw the line? Because Rabbi just says in the Meiri, let's say, you could do it before or during the meal. So before is before.
The lush of the Meiri is Kol Shu Mesav. Mesav is you're already holding out the meal.
You have to have started the meal for these
I don't know if you have to start the meal, but you're around the table. You're already in the meal mindset.
So right before all set. Is that a good
setting?
Mm-hmm. In the setup.
So in the Rambam, Perichas Alocha Yud Beis. We saw it before. In Birer Biyado Lachol Alter Mutter. Then Alocha Yud Gimel. Haborer ocha mitoch solz biyado lanicho afila bo bayom for later use even the same day. Nasa kabara la'otzer v'chayev. Hayulafanosh teminim biro v'niach la'akrizman afila bo bayom is chayev. It says the Beis Yosef, after quoting the Rambam, Mashma, Delo Shari Ella Livor Kede Lachol Miyad Acher Bre Raso. This Mashma in the Rambam, he thinks that it's only mutter if you're going to eat right away. Kedivrei HaMordechai, that we quotes the Ravan. Ve'efshir Shekol Sheboru Litzarech Suda Kolzman Shemesa Bosa Suda Chashav La'alter Kedivrei B'Chananu. That if you're boru for that Suda, as long as you're ready sitting by that Suda, that's considered an altar. And then he says, Mikol Mokom, in Birer La'niach ad Acher Gimel Odalit Shos, but let's say you're doing an act of Brera with the intention of leaving it for a few hours later. Nir Midvarav, Sheyesh Chiluk Bein Borer Ochel Mitoch Psoles, LeBorer Ochel Echad Me'achet. He thinks in the Rambam there may be a distinction between being boer ochel from soles and being borer ochel from ochel. The beborer ochel mito psoles chayiv. Ubeborer ochel echa me'acher lo mechayiv elim kein birer shachres lechol ben harbayim. But if you're borer ochel mito ochel, even though that's also an act of brera, that's only going to be us if you're doing it for use much, much later in the day. Elish eni yodei minayin lo chilik zev, im lo neskabin l'ka kosha amai palginu betarti. Where do you get this from? Why does he think the Rambam has this distinction between ochel mitoch ochel and ochel mitoch psoles? So back to Lach Yugimel. First, the Rambam says, "Habor ochel mitoch psoles biyado lanicha filu bo b'yom nasik baru la'osir v'chayiv." If you're borer ochel from soles laniach, even for later on the day, you're chayiv. And then he says, "Hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin muravin." If you have two types of ochel that are mixed together, borer echa me'echad me'niach la'achol mi'ad, then birer ve'niach la'achor zman. Kigon shabir b'shach v'sachol ben arba'im chayiv. The Beis Yosef thinks the fact that the Rambam has two applications here. The first is ochel mitoch psoles, where he says lebo bayom is aser, and then shnei minei ochlin, where he says afilu bo bayom, if it's bir b'shach v'slachol ben arba'im is chayiv. But mashmo that if it's only for a difference of a few hours, then maybe that's mutter. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. He doesn't understand why that chilu should be true. But he thinks that the mashmos in the Rambam is that there is such a chiluk, that the heter of la'alter is more constrained when it comes to objective psoles than when it comes to subjective psoles. What, and he doesn't understand what the svara for that should be. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Siv Tesvav. He thinks that's true. Nirli Nistayti, Devade Kenu. Debeochel mitoch ochel, Ein achiv rak mishachus ben arbayim. Velo kein beochel mitoch solas. How do you know that? V'zemucha misogis hashas. Dala braisa, the shnei minei ochlim. The opening braisa, the top of Ayin Dalid. Mokila ula dachi kamar bar v'ochel bo bayom. Bar minei ochel bo bayom. Ula machar lo yivar v'mbir chayiv chatas. So the Gemara asks, v'chim urtu lefos bo bayom, v'chim urtu levashel bo bayom. So then Abaye says, we're talking about ochel la'alter, bar minei ochel la'alter. So he says, what was Ula thinking? Doesn't Ula know that there's no heter of doing a malach l'bo bayom? So what's the havamina? Says Aruch HaShulchan, Amnon ha'inyan kenu, devadai b'bor ochel mitoch psoles, shizau etzem melechas habreira, gam Ula b'savar, d'kishabara al l'achar shah chayiv. Obviously, if you're doing the fundamental act of borer, then there's no heter of la'alter. Ala debekan, beborer ochlin, me ochlin, deshneim ochlin gemurin hei. Ala de anan krinam psolas osam shenu chavitz lachol, so it's subjective psolas. Hayasavar, didavka kishen ritzano klal lachol b'shabbos. Ala machar, nachshar zaka ochlin zaka psolas. Aval kishabor lechol bo bayom lav klumu deshami yisayashiv acher kach lechol gam hasheni. So what's the svara? So the svara is that if I have subjective solace, it's true that halacha recognizes subjective solace as solace. But if it's only subjective solace for now, but it's not going to be subjective solace for use later in the day, then Ula says that's going to be mutter. So right now I have a mixture of raisins and peanuts. So right now I want the raisins. But this afternoon I'll be in the mood for peanuts. So right now the peanuts are subjective solace. But if I have a big picture of what I'm going to want later, it's not subjective solace, then it's going to be ochel. So Ula says at that stage in the Gemara, and the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's pshat on the Rambam, where the Rambam says halacha, the Beis Yosef picked up on, that the Beis Yosef didn't understand, then maybe that's pshat on the Rambam. That if I have subjective solace, but later in the day I'm going to be treating that as ochel, then it's mutter to be boer, that's subjective solace now, because in the big picture of my Tzorach HaShabbos, the rest of the day, that's still considered to be ochel.
But like too much later is...
No, so he says even Lashon HaRambam is Bir B'Shachris Lech... right. So if it's Bir B'Shachris Lech Ben Arbayim, so if I'm doing it in the morning, it's going to be 10 hours later, so then that's too far down the road in order to say this. But it's going to be a different standard than the standard la'alter of Toch Hasuda. So if it's a few hours, that's okay. If it's going to be the end of the day, then not. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's Yishuv for the Beis Yosef, what the Beis Yosef picked up as Ara in Lashon HaRambam.
Even though Ula seemingly got shlugged up.
Right, but he's saying, so he's saying Rav Chisda didn't take that Svara to that extent, but the Ula might have said that even Mishachas Rabbein Arbayim. So that far we're not going to go. But the Rambam still accepts that in a more toned down way. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber just writes the beginning of Shin Yotas, in Birer Biyado Kedei Lachol Alter, is Mutter. And then in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, in Birer Veiniach Lachar Zman, Afilu lebo bayom, kigon shabir shachris lachol ben arbayim chayev. So that's the lashon of Rambam of shachris ben arbayim. But the Mishaburah says tezayin v'hu adinim ayazman muflag misudas. Bein Harbayim. I'm sorry, let me start at the beginning of the Mechaber. Sif Gimel. Hayu lefanu shnei min ayochen muravin. Boer echad mi echad o meiniach lechol miyad. So this is talking about, you have two ochlin, but one subjective solace. Then, boer echad o meiniach echad, if you're going to be ochlin miyad. Then birer veniach lachris man afilu babayom kigon shabir shachris lachol ben arbayim is chayiv. Says the Ber Halacha, yesh achronim magravam bechlalam shatiku delein and shnei mina ochlin nishtana din min boer ochel mipsales v'lanikra lebobayom ki im isuda lesuda Ha'achar sh'ach l'suda, u'mech l'suda cheres, avshu v'dayin z'man muflag, mikol makam m'chal alter hu. V'yesh l'zor v'zed, din agebi yisid d'raisa. So the Ber Halacha says, Magen Avraham, actually, L'Halacha adapts this distinction that the Beis Yosef zeroed in on, that there's a different standard of la'alter when it comes to subjective psoles. But the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're talking about a chashash l'raisa, then you have no right to be machmir. However, Rabbi Karr points out that at the very least, we'll talk shortly about what the shear of la'alter is, but he says at least within the range of what's considered la'alter in general, maybe it can be more makel if it's subjective psoles over objective psoles. So what is that? Yeah.
Which different masala is that in the
Ramah? That is Se'if Gimel Shabir Shachris. So what is the shear of La'alter for normal purposes? So the Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, the kol masha bower litzarach osa su'uda shemesiv ba miyad mikri la'alter. So whatever you're being boer for that suda that you're holding at, that you're sitting at, miyad is called altar. Afilu acher mochlemi moshar, you could do it for your guests. V'chein mutter livror hayarek shekarin salatin min ha'alin ha'mupashin shebo kolz mashet sarak lachol ba'osa zuntait suda. So it sounds like the Ramah is going like the Rabbeinu Chananel that was quoted in the Rush, not the more expansive Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Beis Yosef understood to allow even being boer at the end of this meal for the next meal, whenever that next meal is going to take place. That's what the Prima Gadim points out in Eish Levram Sif Katan Vav, that the parenthetical reference in the Osios of the Ramah to the Rabbeinu Yerucham is Shelo B'Dikduk, because Rabbeinu Yerucham is a different Shita, and we don't accept Rabbeinu Yerucham. We accept the more modified, the more moderate version of the Heter of, the more conservative version of the Heter of La'alter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Hei quotes a... Sorry, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Kaf Aleph Mem Hei quotes a Magen Avraham in Shin Kaf Aleph Tes Vav writes that within the Heter of, so he's talking about those that are matir, that context in Shin Kaf Aleph is those that are matir tochein la'alter. So we'll talk about when we get to tochein. There are such shitos that there's a heter of tochein la'alter, just like borer. So we don't accept that, generally speaking, when it comes to tochein. But the Magen Avraham says, if you accept such a kula when it comes to tochein, that there's heter la'alter, that's only, he says, al kol panim asir lasos ad yitzias beis hakneses, so you can't prepare your salads Shabbos morning before you go to shul. You have to wait till you come back from shul, and that's considered to be samach l'suda. That's b'chlal the heter of li'alter. And he quotes a Ran. The Ran is on Membeis Membeis B'dapei Arif. That's in the context of the heter of Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur. No, just pass me Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Right in front, just stand up and it will be right in front of you. To the left, there you go. Thank you. So there's this, the heter of Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur. So the question is, what exactly is Knivas Yerek that Ramati are preparing for the Motzei Yom Kippur Suda on Yom Kippur? So that's the question. What is the, is there Malachi here? What's the act of Knivas Yerek? So the Mishnah Berurah just explains here, tough reshit alos of katan hay. They quote Rashi in that Gemara Yumayin Gimel. Kniva is that you're cutting the leaves off of the stalks. And that's a tircha issue. Yesh shapirshu, that it's rinsing it. That's a chana issue. So the heter of knivas yarek is min amincha lamala. Says in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayim, min amincha lamala, salomar mincha ketanu shesamach la'erev, v'ushah shederach b'nei adam l'sakin ma'chalam b'chol. V'nikr shel etzarech layla hu asa. Aval kodem mincha asur shenirach ha'metzakin l'etzarech hayom. So after mincha ketanah, that's the time that you normally would prepare an evening meal. And that's where the heter of knivas yarek kicks in. Says the Shaarei Tzion here, so katan tes. Ubezem v'turis gam ke mashe yishadatek al heter de b'si asa gozim. Me'achar she'enu lachal alter. So in the Mechaber, he says, not only is it mutter to be konev yirakos, but you could crack walnuts. Why is that mutter? So that's bechlau, a heter of la'alter. He says, v'da, de lefisa poshet, en ein lo yarek ava gozim harbe, ve'en ov tzarech lahasha salein zman meruba, Vivadi Eshlala Akhara Davar Samlacha Shecha. Today, Shea Samlacha Sudas Ha'erev. So, Mishnah Berurah explains this heter of Siyasa Gozim, there's potentially a Boer issue there. It's only going to be what's the altar? What's the altar? He says the altar is. Samach l'sudas se'erev has to be some approximate to when you're going to have the evening se'uda. So back to the Ramah in the beginning of Shin Yotes, the Ramah had said, "Kol ma shabori l'tzarech osa se'uda shemesiv ba miyad mikri la'alter." We're already at the 1 hour and 15 minute mark. Fine, so maybe we'll stop here. Next time, Rosh Hashem, we'll talk about what exactly is considered la'alter. How much time do you have before you need that which you're preparing to prepare it? And we'll talk a little bit more details of the heter la'alter. Then we'll go on to talk about the requirement of Brera Bayad as opposed to the Kli. Okay, so pick up Mirz Hashem on Wednesday. A couple programming notes.